The last of the bodies of the 49 victims murdered in the mass shooting at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando has been removed. And we're hearing more today about the gunman. Here's FBI Director James Comey speaking.
We are spending a tremendous amount of time, as you would imagine, trying to understand every moment of this killer's path to that terrible night in Orlando, to understand his motives and to understand the details of his life.
And we're going to have the latest on the investigation in just a few minutes. But first, NPR's Kirk Siegler in Orlando. And Kirk, you've been there since yesterday. I know you've been driving around. What are you seeing? What is the city feeling like to you?
Well, this is a city, Robin, that, as you can imagine, is in shock, and it's a very, very sad scene. You drive around, you see signs out in front of businesses that say, no evil, we do not support evil. You see pride flags up everywhere. You see people gathering. There are just so many vigils that have been happening that are, there are so many to just even keep in track of, and since I got here yesterday afternoon at least.
Well, it's a city with a community that, of course, lives there, but also huge community that visits all the tourist attractions. The head of Disney, Bob Iger, released a statement saying we're all heartbroken, and we're seeing reports that while Disney World and things like the Orlando Park, SeaWorld, and Universal Orlando installed metal detectors in December, today everyone has to go through them whether or not you have a bag. So there's long lines at all of those tourist attractions. But you have been visiting the LGBT Community Center, which is the hub of activity and information. What are you seeing?
Right. This is I'm standing outside the center, which is really sort of the main health clinic for the community in Central Florida. It's a place where there's HIV testing and other things, but it's really been transformed into this clearinghouse for donations, supplies, information, a lot of grief counseling. The board president I spoke with told me 400 or more people have come in just since the attack. You know, people are shocked, but they are also in such shock they don't really know what else to do. Those people who are not directly affected by the attack. So they're turning that shock and grief into action, and you can really see it here on the ground.
Yeah. What about at the Pulse, where this terrible shooting took place?
Well, we can't get too close. I was just there a few blocks away behind a roadblock earlier today. And, I keep saying shock over and over, but that really is the feeling here, because a lot of people who I've been talking to who are patrons and regulars at that club describe the neighborhood that it's in as a very safe, accepting, and welcoming neighborhood. They just never thought that something like this could happen. You hear of shootings, they told me, in other clubs and other maybe more underserved or dodgy neighborhoods, but this neighborhood was not that place, mm-hmm. At least until recently. Well, we do have one. Oh, go ahead.
No, finish, please.
But we do. We did get a short statement from the co-owner of the club, Barbara Poma, and she had apparently been out of the country at the time, saying she was devastated. You know, she started this club in honor of her brother, who died of AIDS in the 1990s. So it's a very, very sad situation right around that immediate neighborhood.
Well, the Pulse might have been the biggest gay-oriented club in the area, but there are 10 gay bars. What are some of the, what are they saying, the bar owners?
Right. And Robin, it's not like a lot of other cities in the U.S. There isn't a specific neighborhood that's considered kind of the gay neighborhood. There are a lot of bars and clubs, as you mentioned, scattered about. One club owner I've been talking to is telling me that, they had a vigil there last night at his place, and the show must go on. And they're still having performances and opening, but it's still very chilling. The owner of another gay club here in town was quoted as saying that he got a Facebook request from the alleged shooter. And, but we need to stress that we just don't know that much about the situation yet. And it's not clear if any of these other clubs were a target. This is still very much an active investigation.
Well, we are learning more about the victims. I know we have less than a minute. We've been trying to name as many as we can. What are you learning?
Well, police are still working to notify the victims' next of kin, and as we've been reporting, some of the performers and others in this Pulse Club in particular went by nicknames, and so that has complicated things, at least initially, in terms of identifying people and getting word out to the families. I can tell you it's a very sad situation. I was at the hotel next to the hospital just down the street from the club where a lot of the victims' next of kin have been gathering, It's just a very difficult situation, and it speaks to the fact that we're about a day and a half now since the attack, and some of the family members and next of kin have still not been notified. I think that really speaks to just the scale of this tragedy.
It's unbearable. The other thing, though, that is being revealed is how loved these members of the community were and how very much present they were in the community. NPR's Kurt Siegler in Orlando, thank you so much.
Glad to be here, Robin.